Young Adults Bible Study at Trinity Bible Church. We have begun our series on decision making and the will of God, and we are in our second week of lessons in the series. And as we discussed last week, we have the desire for interaction within our class. And so if you have access to a smartphone, we invite you to log in to pollev.com using the link that's listed on the slide right now. Or you can just use your phone to text in a message, but you need to log in. And so you would text the number 22333. And then the message that you would text is TBC College 932, and that gets you logged in to our session for today and gives you access to the first question, which we're going to get to at the end of the session and not the beginning of the session today. And so we're going to give this a shot. We had a little bit of difficulty last week connecting to the internet, and this week we're going to give it just a little bit of time to see if it comes up. And if not, we'll figure out what we're going to do for the coming weeks. All right. So we have been talking about decision making and the will of God. And part of this is a discussion on obedience. Okay? A discussion on obedience. Obeying God's will, seeking to do God's will, ensuring that we are in God's will. In 2009, the Lord gave to us a beautiful little girl. Her name is Marcela Elise Bustos. She is, if you see her here at church, she's quiet. If you see her at home, she's a nut. And this is her being a little bit crazy at home in her little princess outfit. And we waited 8 years for the Lord to give us Marcela, and we were very thankful for her. And she's grown up through the years, and she's a little bit older now. And this is her getting ready to start school. And with children come certain struggles, right? With children come certain issues, because you want them to grow up and to learn and to understand morality, to understand what you expect of them. How many of you grew up with parents in a home? Okay, very good. So most of us have parents. But there are times, this is not Marcella's room, this is a room. Okay, I found it on the internet. And buried in there, there's actually a person. I don't know if you can see him or not. But there are times when I'll just say my room at my age looked like this. Okay, and there are times when we struggle because our daughter's room looks like this. All right. So question for you. If I walk into this room and I say this room is a mess, why is it not clean? Why is it not picked up? Why does it not conform to my standard of cleanliness? Okay? Why does it look like Randy's room? Right? Why? And if she were to come back and she says, Dad, what do you mean clean? What do you mean picked up? Oh, you want my clothes to be in a certain location. Where do you want them to be? Oh, you want my bed, quote, made. Well, what does that mean? You want my shoes where? My books? Oh. And if we are going through that discussion, it should dawn on you that I have not done what with her? I have not, help me out. I haven't taught her. I haven't taught her a thing. So question for you, fair or unfair for me to expect that room to look like what I expect it to be? Fair or unfair? Come on, you all are thinking it. Just say it. What is it? Unfair, right? I have to communicate what I expect from my daughter. And this is what we're going to talk about today as we begin this lesson or go through this lesson on decision making and the will of God. All right? Decision making and the will of God. And last week we went through a couple of items in our discussion answering the question, what is the will of God? All right? And so by way of review, we see evidence of two types of God's will in the Bible. And these are, just so we're clear, there's more, but we talked about two. Two types of God's will, right? Do you guys remember this from last week? Yes? Okay, sovereign will and moral will. What's another name for sovereign will and moral will? Okay, hidden and revealed will. So we have God's revealed or moral will. We have God's hidden or sovereign will. How are they different? Other than the way that they're spelled, how are these two types of God's will different? Yes, remember, Alan? Okay, one we know and one we don't know. All right, so God's revealed or moral will are his known commands. Okay? God's hidden or sovereign will are his unknown workings. Okay? The things that he knows that he has chosen not to reveal to us. So what is an example of each of these? What is an example? So let's start with God's moral will. What is an example of God's moral will? Something that he has revealed to us. Anyone? Alan again? Okay, so give me an example. Okay, very good. You actually got the exact one I was looking for, right? So do not steal. All right, it's very simple. Do not steal. God's revealed moral will. What about God's sovereign will? What's an example of God's sovereign will, his hidden will? Anybody? Andrew? The second coming. Okay. So when is Jesus returning? Even setting up and taking down world powers, right, and leaders, that God chooses who is going to rule and who is not. God chooses what nations are going to arise and which ones are going to be taken down. God chooses, and he makes it happen. All right. So this is what we learned about last week regarding God's will. This week, we're going to be taking the discussion a little bit further, and we've got a scenario here. Let's read it together. Billy was in his senior year of high school, and he was having trouble deciding which college to attend. When his friend Laura, no relation, when his friend Laura asked him what was bothering him one day, he told her, "I don't know how to decide which college to go to. I don't want to be out of God's will for my life. How do I know what to do?" Does this sound familiar to anybody? Anybody talk to anybody like this? Anybody, Billy, in this scenario? Nobody? Okay. According to Billy, what does it mean to be in God's will? So let's go back. Is that right? Nope. There we go. What does it mean to be in God's will? He's in his senior year. He's trying to figure out what college to go to. He wants to ensure that he's in God's will for his life. According to Billy, what does it mean to be in God's will? Okay. Okay. So you're saying that according to Billy, so this is third hand, that being in God's will is choosing the college, the right college that God has for him. in this instance. Okay? Anybody agree with that? Anybody disagree with her analysis of what Billy is thinking? Anybody disagree with that? Everybody agree? Say that's what Billy's saying? Okay. All right. So Billy is saying being in the exact / specific school or place, doing the exact / specific things God wants him to do. That is what it means to be in God's will. All right, one more time. Being in the exact place, doing the exact thing that God wants you to do. Being in God's will. All right, let's keep going. According to Billy, what happens if he does not go to the right school? Why is Billy so concerned? Excuse me. Why is Billy so concerned? Okay. So Billy is concerned about sinning by not choosing the school that God has for him. Okay? Because if there's one, or maybe there's three, or whatever, right? The specific school or place that God wants him to be, and he doesn't choose the right one, then he's sinning. Anything else? Okay. Okay. All right. So it's not me. It's Billy. Okay. So Billy, right? So Billy, possibly by choosing the wrong school. Okay. Stay with me here. That Billy choosing the wrong school meets the wrong girl. Right? Has the wrong experiences. Makes the wrong friends. And ends up out of God's will forever. Okay? Is that what you're saying? Essentially. Okay. All right? That the entire course of Billy's life will change, and he risks being out of God's will for his life for good. Okay? So Billy is struggling, number one, because he doesn't want to sin. Number two, because he doesn't want to be outside of God's will for the rest of his life. All right? Again, I'll ask you the question. How many of you know people like this? How many of you have struggled with this? So I'm going to put my hand way up because this was me, okay? And so the point of this series is so that we do not struggle with this, okay? Because we can absolutely know. With which of the two wills of God is Billy concerned? What are you going to say? Sovereign will. Both of you said sovereign. Perfect. Billy is concerned with God's secret will, God's sovereign will for his life. Okay? Let's turn to Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. It's easy to see it on the screen, but you should know where it is. Moses, by way of review, is speaking to the children of Israel. They have gone through their time with Moses. Moses is about to pass off the scene. The children of Israel are about to cross the Jordan. They're about to embark on the passage into the promised land. And Moses comes to the end of his time. And he's reminding them of what they've been through, what God expects of them. And he gets to the end, and this is what he says to them. The secret things belong to Jehovah, the Lord, our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. Exactly what he'd just been talking about. Isaiah 46, 9 through 11 says this, stay in Deuteronomy. Remember the former things long past, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my purpose from a far country. Truly, I have spoken. Truly, I will bring it to pass. I have planned it. Surely, I will do it. Question. According to these passages, who is responsible for accomplishing God's sovereign slash hidden slash secret will? Somebody who hasn't answered yet. According to this passage, who is responsible? Savannah. God. Really simple. God is going to accomplish his will. And people through the ages have tried to thwart God's will. People better than we have tried to thwart God's will. And the Bible is full of those people. You look at Pharaoh. You look at the people at Babel. You look at the Jews who crucified Jesus. You look at Satan. Through the years, through the millennia, people have tried to thwart God's will, and they have not been able to. Why? Because he is responsible. He is the only one who can bring about his will. He's the only one who has the authority to say, he lives, he dies. I'm not going to allow that nation to progress past this point. I'm taking out this entire nation. I'm setting up this nation. I'm going to take a slave who's in prison and make him second in command in Egypt. Who does that? God does that. I'm going to take a man and a woman who are barren and in their 90s, and they're going to have a son, and I'm going to create a people for myself that you can't count because they're so numerous. Who does that? God does that. He accomplishes his will. He's the only one who knows. He knows it from the beginning of time. Before time began, he knows what he wants to accomplish in this world. And it's not that he's looking into the future and saying, I see it and I understand it and I know what's going to happen. If we look back at Isaiah, right? Truly, I have spoken. Truly, I will bring it to pass. I have planned it. Surely, I will do it. God's sovereign will is God's responsibility. He does it. He is responsible because only he can. Again, Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things, the hidden will, God's sovereign will, belong to the Lord our God. Okay? We just talked about that. But the things revealed, God's revealed commands, God's revealed knowledge, belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. Romans 12:2, very familiar passage for us, right? Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may approve or prove, okay? So that you may make known what the will of God is. That which is good and acceptable and perfect, okay? So that as we grow as Christians and we are sanctified and our minds are made new, that's sanctification, that as we grow in Christ, we accomplish the will of God. Question. Who is responsible for accomplishing God's revealed / moral will? Who's responsible for that? Jesse? Who's responsible? You, right? It's us. It's believers, God's children. We are responsible for accomplishing God's revealed or moral will, right? We, as believers, by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, which is Romans 12:2, tells us that we are responsible for accomplishing what God has given to us to do. Matthew 12:47-50. You can stay in Deuteronomy because that's where we're going to park. Someone said to him, Jesus, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers." Or in other words, "Behold, my family. For whoever does the will of my Father," okay, so whoever does God's will, "who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." All right, guys with me? Question. Should the will of God be important to believers, and why? So you may be asking yourself, Elias, why in the world are we even going through this? Okay, remember the long-term goal. Okay, we're laying a foundation right now. How do I make decisions as a Christian moving forward? How do I decide who to marry, whether to date? How do I decide where to live? The U.S., Laos, Cambodia, right? California. How do I know where to live? Do I buy a house? Do I buy a car? What kind of car? What kind of house? Right? How do I know what to do? How do I know what to do? Okay? But before we get there, we're laying a foundation about what God's will is and who's responsible for what. So, should the will of God be important to believers? Why or why not? Anybody? Jesse? So one more time. You said yes, but the will of God is like a compass, okay? Keep going. Okay. So you said yes, and the will of God is like a compass because it points you in the direction of where you're supposed to go. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Agree, disagree? Okay. Okay, so because God is our Father, our Master, that He's our authority, it's important for us to know what He expects from us. So yes, the will of God is important. Okay, very good. Anybody else? So let's go back one. And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." So what are we saying? Why is the will of God important to believers? and it's not negating what you guys said, if I can just maybe take it to the 10,000 foot view, right? Because that's what a believer is. A believer is somebody who does God's will. It's who you are. It's your DNA. You're a person. You breathe. You drink. You eat. We don't know people who don't breathe and are alive, right? We don't know people who don't drink or eat or have blood going through their system or don't have a heart. You get what I'm saying, all right? As a Christian, Christians do God's will, all right? Why? Well, because it's important, because God's will is a compass, amen, but because it's who we are, it's what we are. The mark of a true believer is his obedience to God's revealed will, his desire to please God. You show me a person who says, I'm a believer, but he disobeys God's revealed will, and I say, I struggle with that, because according to Christ, his family are people who believe, who trust him and obey him. If you love me, you will what? Keep my commandments. The Bible does not know a Christian who does not seek to do God's will. This is not just important. This is life. This is critical. This should be something that we are exercising every day. How can I please God today? Because that's who I am. Just like I get up out of bed in the morning and I say, where's my food? As a Christian, I should be waking up in the morning and saying, where's my spiritual food? What does God expect from me today? Okay? It's who we are. It's why we exist. In fact, without this submission to God's will, we cannot be saved. And you may struggle with that. You may struggle with that. That's not me saying this. This is God. If you see a person who is not doing the will of God, they are going against what Jesus said. He says his family are those who seek to do his will. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you don't keep my commandments, in contrast, then you don't love me. If you don't do God's will, in contrast, then you're not my family. This is Jesus talking. Okay? So the will of God should be important. So Billy is right to be concerned with God's will for his life. He's absolutely right to be concerned. Okay? The problem is there's an issue with what Billy's concerned about. All right? And I want to be careful here. I want to be careful. Because there's concern and then there's anxiety. And we've had conversations about this. Okay? There's concern and then there's anxiety. So let's make the assumption that Billy's anxious about something. All right? He's concerned with what? What's wrong with Billy's concern? Alan. He's anxious about the hidden things, and these things belong to God. And he's putting a lot of energy and sleepless nights, and you didn't see that, but he told me. So Billy's really concerned, right, about the things over which he has no control, over the things which have not been revealed to him, okay? He is concerned about accomplishing the part of God's will over which he has no control. And you say, what? But somebody has to make the decision, Elias, right? So how do I make the decision? And we'll talk about that in the weeks to come. But I want you to see this, that in one respect, it's not Billy's responsibility to make sure that he's in God's will in this situation. In another sense, it is. Okay? It is God's responsibility to accomplish his sovereign will, not Billy's. All right? So moving on. According to our passages, with which aspect of God's will should Billy be concerned? Julianne. His revealed will. So God has given Billy a revealed moral will. He should be concerned with obeying God's revealed commands. Summary. My responsibility: accomplish God's revealed will in my life. You say, Elias, how does that, how in the world does that help me? How in the world does that help me select a school or whether or not to stay in my major, to date, where I'm supposed to live? Okay? We will get to that. But what I want you to see today, it's not your responsibility to be in God's sovereign will. You say, well, then how do I make sure I stay in there? You don't. It's not your responsibility to accomplish God's sovereign will as it relates to you in your life. What are we supposed to do today? God's revealed will. And that's all that he expects from us. Obey God today. So what is the will of God? We talked about this last week. It is God exercising his choice in what he does and in what we do. He reveals what we are supposed to do, but does not always reveal what he is doing. Okay? So the two go hand in hand. Right? The two go hand in hand. If I can put it this way, maybe I can help in this way a little bit. We have examples of people in Scripture who all they had to do was obey. They did not see the outcome. They did not see what was happening, but all they had to do was obey. Let's take the children of Israel. What did they have to do? They came out of Egypt. All they had to do was obey God's moral law. Right? He gave them the Ten Commandments. He gave them hundreds of commands. And he says, just do these things. But who's going to take care of our food? And God says, I'll take care of your food. Who's going to take care of our water? I'll take care of your water. Who's going to defend us? I'll defend you. Who's going to take care of our clothes? I'll take care of your clothes. Who's going to help us? How in the world are we going to conquer the promised land? I'm going to go before you. Do you see? Do you see how they go hand in hand? He told them to follow this pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, to rise up, to go to sleep, to go here, to go there. And all the things that they had no control over, he took care of. And in much the same way, we have commands today, okay, that we are supposed to be kind to one another, that we're supposed to love God most, and we're supposed to show that love by serving other people, that we're supposed to glorify God in everything that we do, even if it's choosing what we eat or what we drink, that we're supposed to be patient and loving and gentle and thankful. We've got so many things to do. And God says, focus on those things. But what about the other things? I've got it. I haven't revealed that to you. Just like I have to tell my daughter what I expect from her, God tells us what he expects from us. And the things that he keeps to himself are his responsibility and not ours. So wrapping up, how does this help me today? Right? How in the world does this help me today? Same thing as last week. Accomplish for God what has already been revealed to you. Accomplish today for God what has already been revealed to you. You say, what is the most important thing that I can do today then? Love God. Matthew 22, 37 and 39. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So how does that help me? Find somebody to love today. Find somebody to be kind to today. You say, Elias, this is what you told me last week. Did you master it? Did you figure it out? Were you loving to everybody you came into contact with? Did you accomplish God's will for your life this past week? Or were you not loving to somebody this week? Say, my hand is up because I was unkind to somebody this week because I struggle doing God's will for my life, even what he's already told me to do. My guess is that maybe you struggle with it as well. Focus on the things that God has for you. We're out of time, so I'm going to put up the questions for this week. If you have a chance to do these on your own, I'll ask you to do them. And I am going to just put one question up. And the question is, and unfortunately it's not coming through on our slides, but God has a specific will for A, every area of my life, B, some areas of my life, C, no areas of my life. Okay? If you would answer that question for me, it will help me to prepare for the lesson this coming week when we talk about God's specific will. Okay? God has a specific will for A, every area of my life, B, some areas of my life, C, no areas of my life. Let's pray.